We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Confirmation hearings begin today for Neil Gorsuch for U.S. Supreme Court. Strategist Carl Calabrese is with us from Masiello, Martucci, Calabrese & Associates. Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Susan.
What should we expect today? Because this guy really has a top-notch resume.
Well, he sure does. You know, I think if you were going to call central casting and say, send us somebody to play a Supreme Court justice, I mean, this is what you'd get. I mean, he looks the part. He is the part. He's got a law degree from Harvard with honors. He's got a Ph.D. in law from Oxford. He clerked for two Supreme Court justices, 10 years in private practice, worked for the Department of Justice, and then, of course, many years on the 10th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. So, I mean, he's got everything in terms of resume, in terms of character, in terms of temperament. But, unfortunately, in the last few decades, these Supreme Court nominations have become very political, very partisan. And I think what you ought to look for today, what your listeners ought to look for, is really the backstories. Number one is, I think there's lingering anger, and even that's mild. Probably the word is lingering rage by Democrats that this seat was not filled during the Obama term. They feel that this seat was stolen from them. This should be Justice Garland being reviewed and questioned. And so there's some payback here, and I think that's going to play out in ways that we haven't seen before. The question of if they do try to filibuster, if the Democrats do try to filibuster this judge, will the Republicans go with the so-called nuclear option, and that is take away the filibuster, just as Senator Reid, when he was majority leader, took away the filibuster for all nominees on the appeals court. The Republicans can just as easily say, fine, the filibuster doesn't apply to the Supreme Court, and we can do it with 50 senators, 51 senators. So that I think those are some of the things to watch for as these hearings unfold.
Now, most expect for Gorsuch to be approved eventually. What do Democrats get out of drawing this out?
Well, that's a great question, Brian. This is an interesting battle because we're replacing a conservative with a conservative, the death of Justice Scalia being conservative and now Justice Gorsuch being a conservative. It doesn't change the balance of the court. Many people have said the real battle is going to be the next one, the next vacancy, especially if it's from one of the liberal ranks, because that could change the balance of the court from 5-4 conservative to 6-3 conservative. And people have said maybe the Democrats should not, fall on the sword for this one. I think they're going to. I think they're going to draw it out. I think they're going to be very partisan. I don't think they're going to force the Republicans to go to the nuclear option. But in these strange times, it could go that way. We'll have to wait and see how far they're willing to go. And at what point does it begin to play against them, especially the senators from those 10 states that went for Trump in big ways, in big numbers, and those senators who are up for re-election in 2018, conservative groups have begun running TV ads in favor of Gorsuch in those states, saying to voters, call your Democratic senator and tell him that Gorsuch ought to be on the Supreme Court. So already those elections of 2018 are beginning to play out as a backstory to this confirmation process.
Carl, don't Democrats face some risk, too, if they filibuster and Republicans do use the nuclear option?
Oh, they sure do. Again, especially in those states where Democrat incumbent senators saw their voters go big time for Donald Trump, sometimes by double digits in the last presidential election. There's going to be lots of pressure on them. There's always the possibility that Trump goes to those states and starts holding rallies and puts pressure on them to vote for Judge Gorsuch. So there's lots playing out here in terms of the current confirmation issue plus the 2018 Senate race. And so if they do filibuster, you're going to see Republicans running those states saying this is why you should not reelect your Democrat senator. We have to break this obstructionism that you saw with this eminently qualified jurist to get on the Supreme Court. So again, interesting. I want to say one thing, Susan, though. How do you oppose this guy? I mean, you take a look at his rulings. I mean, he's been a judge for some 10 years. I can never remember any controversial ruling on his part that would say he's not, you know, a very sound justice. I think the Democrats, you're going to hear this, are going to claim that he's, quote, outside the judicial mainstream. My guess is you're going to hear that phrase over and over again, outside the judicial mainstream. My translation of that is that means that his opinions on the bench conform to what the law actually says rather than what progressives want the law to be. That's the translation for your listeners. Whenever they hear that word, he's outside the judicial mainstream.
Okay, got that. We will be watching. Carl, thanks for the input. That's Carl Calabrese, political strategist here on WBEN.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.